As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 live from the Havana Theater on Commercial Drive. We are broadcasting from Unsealish Coast Salish lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. We are about to dive right into White Noise Live and very three-dimensional. White Noise is CITR's eccentric and erratic sketch comedy show, hosted by the legendary Richard Blackmore. Although Blackmore is nowhere to be seen, his closest aides Simon and Connor are leading a troupe of performers in White Noise's first theater debut. Over the next hour, you're going to be hearing some of the finest sketch comedy CITR has ever brought to fruition. Ripened, cultivated, the very best. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. White Noise is coming up.
Coca-Cola! none of this rainbow parties, Tinder, Grindr, and rosebudding.
Oh, what's rosebudding?
Well, it's not the gardening tips I was looking for. I can tell you that much.
We had to wear long dresses. None of this bum hanging out of your shorts.
We're men wore suits that fitted. None of this fat men in skinny jeans. People wore glasses because they had a prescription. Not because you went with their paisley scarf.
What a joke!
I know! Christ, I wish I was a millennial.
Me too!
Sexting was when I texted a question to the STD clinic. Next up, people are arguing.
Oh, just pick one. Mexican or Italian?
We had Italian last week.
Well, my first choice was Chinese.
Ew, no way. It doesn't leave me satisfied.
Greek?
No, it's disgusting. Let's go Spanish.
No, I get stuff stuck in my teeth.
Let's go German.
Nah, too fatty, man. Oh, God.
Thai?
Nah, I never know what you're gonna get with a Thai.
Fine, let's just get Japanese. You can't go wrong with Japanese. It's consistent and always satisfying.
All right, fine. Tonight we'll get a Japanese hooker.
These rare DVDs on a Betamax, okay?
Well, this is more important.
I doubt it. Anyway, afterwards, oh, I'm making the most amazing mead, and then I think I'm gonna go suspender shopping.
Can you just listen to me for like 2 seconds?
Alright, fine, what's up?
I'm breaking up with you.
What? Why?
You're not hipster enough for me.
Me? Not hipster enough? I was the first guy to drink PBR!
Okay, well, that beer's like 150 years old, so,
Well, I was the first guy to have a man bun, huh?
Oh, really? I don't remember your fashion career.
Well, do you know anyone else who knits their own clothes?
My grandma, for one.
Yeah. Well, I could be a better hipster. I could wear more ironic clothing. I could be gluten-free. I could have an even worse beard.
I shouldn't have to ask you to do those things. You should just want to do them.
But I did want to do them. It just doesn't come as natural to me.
It's not enough, King. I'm sorry.
But what about all the ultimate frisbee? The improv comedy nights? The vegan dinners? The 12 hours of feminist monologues?
Not enough! Hey!
How can you do this to me?
What? You knew what I was like when we first met.
What you were like? I was a lawyer! I did all into that fateful night when I stumbled across your one-woman show. I sat there in the audience and I just vowed to give it all up for just 5 minutes in your tattooed arms.
Well, then you weren't being honest with yourself.
Honest? Do you think I like being thought of as some uptight pencil pusher?
I assume so. Like, why would people do that job if they didn't like it?
For the money!
Oh, wow. Oh, that is so bourgeoisie, King.
It's this woman whose father pays her rent.
Hey! My dad doesn't have to pay my rent. He's happy to do so.
Yeah. Actually, you're right. And I was happy to give up my wealth so we could be together. That's why I moved into this weird shared living space. Look, Hannah, I became what I thought you wanted me to be so we could be together. So just tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
There really isn't anything you can do.
But there has to be!
It's over, Kane. I've fallen for another.
What? This? What's his name?
Oh, don't worry about it. It's somebody you've never heard of.
Oh, it'll be Kane. I've been there. even like butterflies. Next up tonight is an interview.
Good evening and welcome to the Rap Sesh. I'm Karen Morley and tonight I am joined by multi-platinum album-selling rapper,
Lil Peep!
Today, Kim.
Thank you, Lil P. And of course, that comment is right in line with your new outlook on life.
100% it is. You know, I used to be this typical misogynistic, homophobic gangster rap.
Right.
But I've been reborn.
Oh, in what sense?
Well, since my last album, Shake It and I'll Spank It. You know, I met the shorty who showed me the error of my ways. She was like all up in my grill. And damn, she was right. I mean, my lyrics have supported this idea of women as second-class citizens, you know? Like they're below men. I've been acting like such a little bitch. Wait, no, I mean, a pussy. No, sorry. There is so many insults at me being a woman.
Isn't that crazy?
No, we've noticed.
Well, it's all in the past for me now. My new album reflects a more enlightened perspective.
Eloquently put.
Thank you. I'm completely changed. Now I go down to girls without them even asking, you know what I'm saying?
That is sadly much more impressive than it should be. Moving on, what other themes do you reflect on in your new LP?
Well, one of my tracks called Liberating Labias is all about how women have all this stigma surrounding them, you know? How they like to get down. It's like, if she wants to get down, let her get down! But it goes both ways. Maybe my bro doesn't want to get down. Sometimes a homie just wants to cook.
Yes, and you cover that concern much more fully in your new track, Homies Don't Have to Be Hoes.
For sure. Ironically, that is a great track to bang to.
He's not wrong.
You know, another thing I learned, or Shorty let me in on, is how ladies don't always like to be stared at in public. You know, just because they're showing some skin. That idea really inspired my track. Can't stare, gotta strafe.
Oh, yes. My personal favorite lyric from that one is, if she sees your eyes, don't let them be on her thighs.
Oh, that is gangster gold for sure. You know, another thing I learned was how ladies can do all the stuff that dudes can do, too. You know, like science, politics, rolling blunts. I talk about in the track, booty and brains, you know? They got mad skills, some of them. Of course, some of them can't do shit. Well, for every one of them, I got a bro who thinks Gandhi was a rap.
You also touch upon the issue of disproportional pay.
Huh?
A song about women getting underpaid to do the same job as a man.
Oh, right, yeah. You're talking about, where's my ladies, cheddar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That track I'm very proud of. Plus, I got the music I sampled super cheap because some lady wrote it. Oh, crap, I gotta fix that shit.
So, do you think that other rappers will follow suit? Is this the evolution of rap as we know it?
Nah. You know, for one, there are artists or rappers doing as I do. Except none of you buy the records because you're too busy listening to this bullshit, fan-bashing mainstream chug. But that'll eventually change. Not till our parents are all dead.
Well, thank you for joining me tonight, Lil P. And you folks can pick up Lil P's new album, I Just Wanna Bang Empowered Women, online from all the retailers today. This was the Rap Sesh.
Yeah.
Unlucky Kay, I've been there. I once got a tattoo for a woman's affection. I don't even like butterflies. Next up tonight is an interview. That interview was brought to you in part by the police. Join us now, because soon we'll have to wear cameras and it won't be as fun. Next up tonight is an infomercial for a product I own 20% of.
New from the people who brought you Viagra, the Viagra for babies. And famous girls, Viagra on the camera. friend's cat died. Pop in an eye care. Your sister had another baby. Pop in an eye care. Your mum tries talking to you. Pop in an eye care. Do you know what happened? It's simulated sympathy. They won't notice. You won't care. But it will sure as shit seem like it. Side effects may include boredom, beards, beads, bee beards, belching, back knee, bathing, basting, begging, blogging, bleaching, bad breath, bacon breath, bacon breasts, and anal leakage.
Now available in all good retailers and in the car park after, if you meet me later. Next up tonight is a British nature documentary focusing on the ever-growing urban wilderness.
And welcome to Urban Wilderness. My name is Sir David Squattenborough, and tonight we track the movements of the majestic urban cougar. I am currently situated in my carefully chosen viewing spot, the VIP booth of my local nightclub. Ah, I think I see one now. Yes, there is one approaching my hiding spot. You can spot one by her distinct camouflage of leopard skin and copious amounts of face paint. Her claws are distinctly long and painted an unflattering acid green. She strides across the open landscape atop of 4-inch heels designed to lengthen her meaty cankles. She is alert and hungry, a side effect of her overconsumption of leafy greens and diet pills. She seems to spot a group of potential prey. A troop of urban gorillas. Or in Latin, Nuculus dragonus. The urban gorilla has equally distinct characteristics. Its back is broad, its brain is little used, and its collar is popped. The cougar doesn't attack right away. She is waiting to spot the weakest of the group that can be easily separated from the pack. They will then be defenseless to the cougar's moves, which have been perfected over decades of clubbing. One has to wonder, though, why she hasn't found greener pastures. Perhaps she likes being alone. Maybe she hasn't found the one. Or more likely, she's just really annoying. The gorillas have started what seems to be a sort of tribal dance. And I think I hear them shouting what sounds like,
"So much mass, brah!"
And the other responds,
"Yeah!"
Such a beautiful language. The gorillas now begin to migrate across the dance floor. However, one has been left face down on the table. The cougar begins to canter towards him, but disaster strikes as one of her heels snaps. She spills forward and gold jewelry is everywhere. The gorilla perks up, he senses the danger, and away he goes, running for his life. Good lad. He shall survive another day. The cougar lets out a roar of frustration. And limps away defeat. I'm Sir David Squattenborough, and join us again for more Urban Wilderness.
Thank you, Sir David Squattenborough. That piece was brought to you in part by e-cigarettes for people who want to look like they smoke a magic flute. Next up tonight is a man in limbo.
Thank you. Number 66, come to the desk, please.
Hi!
Gary Donnelly, is it?
That's correct.
I see here on form 23B you filled out heaven as your final destination.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been a Christian all my life. I never hurt anyone and never had sex out of marriage.
Mm-hmm. I can read.
So? Am I it?
Sorry, but your request has been denied.
What? Why? Wasn't that thing I did with Billy in college? We were really drunk!
Now that's a common misinterpretation. The Bible clearly says not to lay down next to another man. Buggery is fine.
What then?
Well, there was your wearing of torn clothes between 2001 and 2006.
But it was fashionable.
Do you think those heathens like Calvin Klein get into heaven?
Okay, fine, but is that the only reason I'm not getting in?
There was your working on Saturdays thing.
But I worked in sales all my life. Sometimes you have to work weekends.
Not if you want eternal salvation. I also noticed that you played American football.
What's wrong with throwing around the pigskin?
You just answered your own question. You also failed on two accounts there. You're not supposed to wear polyester either. No mixed blends.
Wow. Where polyester could get any worse.
There was your bowl cut.
My haircut in the 90s?
Aaron Carter sentenced an entire generation of boys to eternal damnation. Ironically, eternal damnation also includes listening to Aaron Carter albums.
All these rules seem so arbitrary. I mean, I did the main things. I never lied or cheated or got a tattoo.
Actually, God redacted that tattoo thing. He's actually got a killer sleeve. It's a dragon hunting a koi carp who's then eating Muhammad the Prophet. Anyways, you didn't follow all the rules. You can't pick and choose which to follow. Either you believe in it all or you decide it's not for you.
Can I at least reapply for Nirvana?
Mm-hmm, but it's gonna take at least 6 weeks for processing.
Jesus.
Next!
I'm always leaving the toilet seat up. It's for tonight, men are on the prowl.
Well, here's my hidden talent.
performance.
That's hot.
I play to 100% completion every time. Every item, every unlockable, every last inch of the map. I've won the Super Bowl, the Heisman Trophy, the Stanley Cup, the World Cup, and even the Masters.
Take me here!
Good afternoon, sir.
Jesus Christ!
Sorry. Where's Dr. Willis?
Oh, Willis has been let go.
Let go? Why?
Well, apparently his prostate exams had a few more extra steps than any medical textbook. Will be. So, what can I do for you?
Well, sorry, I get really nervous every time I go to the doctors. I have a bad history with doctors and the pain.
Well, as I said, that wasn't a correct way to do a prostate check.
No, it's just that ever since I was a boy, every time I go to the doctors, I always end up in agony.
Well, I'll try to be gentle. Now, come on, what's wrong? I haven't got all day. A very important gynecological appointment next.
Oh no, is the patient very sick?
No, just smoking hot. So, I'm gonna help you.
Well, you see, I'm having this pain in my leg and I'm just like, Jesus, what are you doing with that?
Just him?
Yes!
Just hanging up my certificates. Excuse me, buddy.
Continue on, once I get it on here.
Well, it's just, I'm experiencing here. I'm just experiencing this shooting sensation in my leg, and I'm just, Jason! What are you doing with that?
This screwdriver?
Yes!
Just adjusting my chair.
Wow.
I'm more nervous than a fat teenager on a date.
What do I do about the pain?
Well, there's a simple operation I can do to fix that.
Oh my god! Oh no, sorry. Sorry, you're using the drill to hang up the antlers on your wall, of course.
Aren't they marvelous? I started only hunting last year. Now, who would have thought doctors would enjoy killing so much? However, no. This drill's for you.
I think.
Oh, right!
That sort of sum up how you feel?
Yes, actually, that's right on the money.
Speaking of which, what's your budget?
I was thinking £100.
Yeah, I think we have something for that. Let me have a look. Ooh, what have we got? Ooh, here we go. Have that one off the size.
Oh? Yeah. Yes, what is it?
It's made of bobby pins.
Do you have something a bit more natural?
Then you're going to say that news. Try that one off the size, sir.
Oh, yes, yes. That's nice. Oh, what is it?
String.
Yes, that could be the one.
Actually, hold your horses, hold your horses. No, I've got the perfect ring right here for this one. That's the ring, sir.
Oh my god.
Yes.
It's perfect.
I know.
Ooh, what is it made of?
That, sir, is the finest aluminium foil on the market today. It's conflict foil. It comes out of the Congo. But it's okay, I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a warlord, so, you know, it's fine.
Well, it's perfect. How much is it?
Tell you what, just give me your whole wallet. I'll give you that
ring.
And then, what's the...
Hortensia.
And then, Hortensia will give you her heart. Unless you change your mind later.
I can't wait to see the look on her face when I don't get down on one knee and make a non-committal expression of my love.
Romance! Romance has never been more alive, sir. Tonight is a job interview!
Hi, welcome to Corporate Sandwiches. I'm Pauline, and you must be Gary. Have a seat.
Oh, no thanks. I've got enough at home.
Sit down.
Oh, right.
Of sandwich artist, is that correct?
Absolutely. Or failing that, sandwich apprentice.
Excellent. However, I see here on your resume that you don't have a lot of food service industry experience. However, you do have a lot of warehouse work?
No, that's whorehouse.
Why do you want to be a sandwich artist, Gary?
Well, you see, I've just always wondered, you know, how do they make a sandwich? I've always wanted to know, but never thought to ask.
Didn't your mother ever make you one when you were a child?
Yeah, but I never asked her for the recipe.
We do provide extensive training.
Oh, I'm glad to hear, because I wouldn't have a clue where to start. You know, do all your stores serve all the different colored fleshy things?
I mean, meat?
That's it, meat! Of course. Oh, sorry. I promise to pick up all the technical jargon as quickly as I can.
Did you graduate from high school, Gary?
Well, graduate is a strong word. I definitely left.
Do you have any unique skills that you could bring to our team?
I'm really good at judging people's personalities by their appearance.
So you're good at being prejudiced?
Yes, that's the word. I mean, it's a very useful skill in the service industry.
Do you have any interests or hobbies outside of work?
Have you heard of furries?
No.
Oh. That's why I'm wearing a suit. With the tail.
Oh. I assumed that was a medical condition.
Oh, no. No. The eye patch and the angry blotchy skin on my face are medical conditions. Okay. The facial tattoo, of course, is a matter of taste. I just hope people realize a swastika is meant to be ironic.
Right. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. How often can I use the washroom?
As often as you need to?
Great, because I do like to spend quite a lot of time in it.
Okay.
So, when do I start?
Well, Gary, I do have a lot of other candidates to see. However, I can assure you are the best candidate I've seen all day.
Fantastic! I'll wait your call. Oh, but make sure you call between 4 and 6 p.m. That's when I'll be near the phone at the methadone clinic.
No problem. I'll probably see you there.
I thought the point of Subway was to make a sandwich
sandwich your way, but they get really pissed when I climb over the counter. Next up tonight is a piece about school. For some, it was the best days of their lives because they suck at being adults.
Alright, what is it this time? I bet it's Ginny. She is always fighting.
No, nothing like that.
She kicked the shit out of that last teacher.
Yeah, that was hilarious. But no, no. It's about your youngest, Harry.
Harry? But he's the good one. All his teachers love him.
Yeah, that's the problem. Harry is, how can I put this delicately, is dressing far too sexy.
Pardon?
How can I say this better? Harry is four!
What are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is Mr. Collins is finding it very hard to concentrate with that gorgeous son of yours just flaunting his perfect pecs in front of him. Harry's got to cover up.
Shouldn't Mr. Collins be the one controlling himself?
It's not just Mr. Collins, though. I mean, it's the janitors, it's the lunchtime assistants, it's the girls in his class. I mean, they're all just gagging for
him. I really think that's their problem, not his.
I really wish it was. I honestly, genuinely really wish it was. But you have to understand, they're just giving in to their animalistic urges. I mean, come on. Have you never been turned on by a young, sexy boy?
No! Okay. But if I was, I would keep it to myself. Now, what's Mr. Collins' first name? I'd like to have a word with
him. I can't divulge that.
Why not?
Because I don't know what it is. It might be Errol
Mitchell. Oh, for goodness sake, this is getting ridiculous. My son should have to be ashamed of his body because your staff are a bunch of pervs.
They are not pervs. The inquiry proved that, okay? Put on, I don't know, like a nice sweater, you know, something like this, this is nice. And a nice pair of jeans to cover up those lovely glutes. God, I can see where it gets. Everything would be fine.
No. Harry is free to express himself as he sees fit.
I'm really sorry you feel this way, honestly.
You'll have to excuse me. I've got to get back to work now.
Okay.
These ladies and gents aren't going to sell themselves.
Glintstone's tubal rhythm and the world's sharpest shake, we now present to you the male pajazzling sensation, Ball Jazzle. Using our patented kit, which is basically gems and a glue gun, you can pimp out your needs. Maybe even literally with our vast array of fake gemstones and skin irritating glue. In 5 minutes, you can go from average Joe to dangling low. It's a shit. It's everything you want. And it may make it difficult to be, but you won't regret it. However, we cannot guarantee it. So add it now and Ball Jazzle your tackle. For the sadness, maybe you expect ear rust, heel crust, elongated testicle sack, septicemia, diarrhea, gonorrhea, and jungling.
About time! I'm sick of being jealous of my sister's vajazzling. It's an interview.
Hello and welcome to Sporting Solutions. If it involves sweaty men, we're there. I am John Mason, your host, and this evening I am joined by none other than Ivan Sayer. Hello, Ivan.
Good evening, John.
Ivan here is a political activist, youth worker, and avid soccer fan. So, Ivan, would you mind telling the audience of your latest projects?
Absolutely. Well, my plan is to turn Chanina
from a relative minnow team into a football powerhouse.
And why China in particular?
Well, I've always had a great affection for the Chinese. Great people, great food, even better massage parlors. Ah. But I am consistently underwhelmed by their World Cup performances. I mean, it's a country of 1 billion people, and you're trying to tell me that 11 of them can't play football?
So, how do you plan to bring about this sporting revolution?
Well, it's quite simple, actually, John. When the kids are done making the footballs, in the factories, let them practice a bit. When they're finished making the football cleats, also in the factories, let them take home prep for the weekend. By the time they're 18, these kids will be playing like Pele.
Sorry, you want to take child laborers to create a successful national Chinese soccer team?
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem a little exploitative?
Well, they're already being exploited, so what's a wee bit more? And it's no worse than what the NCAA does.
Very true, but shouldn't we be working to reduce child labor, not increase it?
Fine. And maybe we should ban Girl Scout cookie sales and after-school guitar lessons and wet t-shirt competitions.
I'm sorry, wet t-shirt competitions?
I went to a bad school. I am trying to give these kids an opportunity to better themselves and to escape their grim realities.
Oh, so eventually you want to get them out of the factory?
Absolutely. Well, at least for away games.
Contractually obliged to murder, I knew. Khrushchev.
I want to do stuff too. Kiss me, Jim.
James.
Say my name.
You.
Oh, Jim, you smell just like my father.
How do you
know? Wait! Did I say that you could touch my vagina?
No, but we were. This is usually how it goes.
You usually feed girls Smirnoff ices and try to take advantage of them?
Probably seems to buy.
Then you can forget it! I am not that kind of girl! Goodbye, Jim. The nerve of you.
Well, James, I guess this is a solo mission.
Taking you
to that big old douchebag event on Saturday. Would you like that?
Oh, that'd be amazing! I'd love to go see Kanye West!
America needs Kanye West. He's the only one who makes Donald Trump look sane.
Sadder than putting up with someone who is an irritating slob for the sake of occasional bumping up the uglies.
And at least doesn't fall into bed.
Some of the Japanese ones.
Okay, I will get one. Not the farting kind, just a normal one. Maybe on the big side.
Ooh. Shame on you.
Oh, come on! It's no secret.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, hi.
Hi, ladies.
Derek, this is Helen and Tilly.
Hi
there, Helen. Hi there, Tilly. Ladies, this is my brother, Derek.
Oh, Derek, you've been shopping again. What did you buy this time?
Oh, it's not much.
Oh, that's not nothing. Go on, what's in the bag?
Well, I guess I am pretty excited, actually. I bought this amazing new gadget. It's called a fleshlight. It's basically a fake vagina.
Oh, my God! Derek, that is disgusting! Go be yourself a real girlfriend, you loser.
Famous and legendary folk singer and infamous agoraphobe John Inheide. Hello, John. So, John, why have you decided to come back to civilization?
Well, ever since the tragic loss of my wife, I felt so alone. Mm. Something had to change. I mean, I hit rock bottom when I spent my entire rent check on webcam pornography.
Yes, I hear that can be quite addictive.
Tell me about it. I mean, I spent a fortune on equipment for my room, and I barely made a penny.
Yes, but your album is heavily influenced by the loss of your wife.
Hugely. I mean, her ghost is just haunting every track because we couldn't get it out of the fucking sound booth, man.
Well, we're about to hear a sample of one of these tracks now. This is John in Hiding with And Now You're Dead.
I am sorry you are dead. I shouldn't have said listened when you said, hey, that's my head, and now you're dead. I should have looked before I said, but I didn't know you're all flat, and so is the cat, and so I didn't look.
Very powerful stuff.
Yeah, thanks. Broke down 3 times making that track, man.
Really?
Yeah, my car's fucking useless.
No, but it must have been emotionally draining.
No shit, I mean, the repairs cost me a fortune.
But the loss of your wife must have been emotionally devastating.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. I mean, we were a near-perfect match on eHarmony, so.
You must miss her a lot.
I do. Think about her all the time. Every time I sit down.
Well, what are your plans now after completing the album?
Well, I see 3 options, really. I could go on tour. I could continue my webcam pornography. Or I could kill myself.
Well, that's a bit extreme now.
I know. I'll never break the webcam pornography market. I've come to terms with it.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Join me next week.
Can I
week.
Do a little shout-out before we go?
Of course.
For those who are wondering, my username on the webcams is Long John the Pegger.
Oh, so it's pirate themed.
No.
Contestants tonight are Kyle and Gaynor from Perth.
Hi.
Hi, how are you going?
And Travis and Sean from Adelaide.
G'day.
Hi. G'day.
Great to have all 4 of you with us. So, Kyle, little birdie tells me you recently got some good news.
Did I?
That's what the cue card says, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Forgot to call the researcher about that.
No problem. Carry on.
Okay, well, there's this guy who used to bully me in school. But we just found out he has a curable cancer.
That's what we're talking about.
What?
What the cue card says.
Oh, right, yeah, yes. For I remember now. What you're talking to say is we just had a baby.
Oh, right.
And what's his name?
Kyle.
Oh, so Kyle's a family name.
No, it's my name.
Oh, fuck's sake. The show where couples' tears may be worth more than their organs. All right, all 4 of our contestants already wearing the patented tear catcher face gear.
Mind your swimming, guys.
Shut up, Kyle. All right, Travis and Sean are going to go first because I'm far more attracted to that team. All right.
Ready if you'll ever be.
Okay, on your marks. Get set, go!
Okay, Sean, remember, this is for the new car, the new TV, and for your heart surgery.
Okay, go!
Sean, you look like your mother. I know they said you would do one day, but it's like you're melted! and what happened when you picked up the kid from school. Who cares, Sean? And what are you going to tell that idiot brother of yours that he can stop living in my caravan? I know your dad's pastor, but he's dead, Sean!
And that's Toy! Right, and there, guys. It's going to be hard to beat. You can stop crying now, Sean.
I know.
Okay, anyway,
moving on to our other team. Guys, ready?
Yeah, there we are.
Okay, ready, Marks? Get set, go!
Okay, Gaynor, I find you're constantly wearing your dungarees annoying.
I'm not even wearing them today!
Your sister's perhaps slightly more attractive than you. I wish you could chew more quietly. Your bum could be smaller.
Oh, it's not working, Kyle. You've got to try harder. This is for the new sewing machine you wanted. Come on.
Shut up. Friends will watch.
Oh, yeah, hi, are you going?
Stop! I'm on. Oh, shit, Elizabeth.
No!
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. Your cousin, she did stuff I'd only seen written on bathroom walls. Yeah.
Well, I've been shagging your brother Mike!
What?
Yeah, that's right. Mike and I have been shagging for a year!
Man, I was making it up to win the game, but you... Oh, I knew you were banging Mike, you bitch! I can't believe it!
I'm sorry! You just got so fat and boring, Kyle! Get out of that!
And that's time! Wow, that was a close game, but I think Kyle just tipped the scales there! That's close to spare the end! Well done, guys! Really good effort! Of course, nobody goes home empty-handed, though, from Tear Factor. So, Travis and Sean both get a witch-free marriage counselling. We'll be back next week with more Tear Factor. And don't forget, there's a bonus next week. I'll be finding out for, the final time, if it is true, that you can get chlamydia from a koala. We'll see you then. Good night.
Fabulous content from down under there. Brought to you in part by Nigel's Organic Chicken. We treat them better than our kids. Two men meet in a street.
That was White Noise, live from the Havana Theater. You can catch White Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM every single Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m.